as the South Sudan basketball team prepares to shine in its World Cup debut slated for this August. Citizens are expected to have a glimpse of the FIBA World Cup trophy when it tours 32 countries which are to participate in the forthcoming basketball tournament. Now, to hear more about this very exciting development, I'm joined by Eva Lopa Taban and Arald Ramadan from the South Sudan Basketball Federation. Good morning and thank you so much for making time to speak to us today.
Good morning. Hi, Irene.
Hello, Eva.
Long time no see.
Long time no see. Thank you for coming today. Right. We would like to know more about this. So before we get into the nitty-gritties, just tell us about the objective of this tour.
Good morning. the tour usually happens, all the teams that qualify for the World Cup, every time. So what they do, all the 32 nations that have qualified, the trophy itself, the trophy that everyone's going to be battling for when we go to Manila, is taken around every nation that has qualified. So everybody's given a chance of like 2 days, three days to just take it around their city and show their fans, and just to get people hyped up and get ready for the World Cup that's coming in some few months.
Right. So how many countries has it visited, toured already?
In Africa, it has toured at least three countries. It will pass South Sudan on its way to Egypt, which is the final country that has qualified in the, on the continent.
Right. So when is it coming here?
It's coming here next week. On the 29th and 30th. So we're going to have time to dance with the cup here for at least 2 days.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Now, Eva, bring us to speed. You've had Ramadan that we will be going through Juba City. So what are some of the activities you've lined up for this?
On the 30th, we'll be at Nimr Thalatha from 12 until 6 p.m. So there will be basically sports activities where the community can celebrate. I mean, it's a historic moment. This is the first time that we've had any sports cup, really, that comes to the motherland. So it's very exciting, and we want everyone to have an opportunity to see what hope looks like.
Right. And will people be paying to enter? Because I can imagine Nimr Thalatha cannot take all of us. We would want to see this.
I mean, we are hoping that everyone gets a chance to take a picture, even if it cannot take everyone. We're hoping that we're able to rotate everyone to be there. I mean, Nimr Thalatha is a basketball base.
Yes.
It's where, you know, our upcoming basketball giants
are
exactly so it's very important that we view it there, but hopefully with good organization we're able to rotate everyone to be able to see the trophy and take pictures with it.
Right. So how long will it be here for?
The 2 days, the 29th and the 30th.
Everything in the program must fit in the 2 days,
basically.
Okay. So, yes, Arau, you spoke about the games beginning in Manila. When will they begin?
The games begin on the 24th, and then we have a game on 26th, and we have another group game on 28th. Yeah, so we are getting to get there.
Right. Yeah. And looking at the history, everybody gets excited about these games, and people would want to travel. Will there be any complimentary travels? Like, what is in your program about fans having to travel to Manila?
About fans having to travel to Manila. So far, we are still trying to see if different agents can work with us into getting very good tickets for different fans that want to travel, because Manila is not that expensive as compared to going to China in both ticketing and accommodation, but we are still yet to finalize on that. But if that still doesn't happen, we can always organize with the federation from the other side to make it easier for our fans to be able to travel and get visas on that side and accommodation as well.
This is also a good time to put a call out for those who have, I mean, previously in Tunisia during the qualifiers and Egypt, there have been organizations or corporations that have sponsored fans tickets and accommodations to go and see the games. I think think this is a good time for them to come in once more and take people to Manila for them to see, and also for the team to have that kind of support. I mean, their success until they've gotten here has been because of the people's
support. They'll get, they have the support.
Right.
Yeah. So are you in position to tell us about the preparations of the team, Eva?
Well, so far, everyone, the team is basically trying to get fit on their own individually, trying to work it out. I think they start with the Federation preparation sometime around July or August. We'll put out more information once we find out exactly what is going to be happening.
Right. Well, Aro Ramadan and Eva Lopa, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us. Anything else you would like to update us about?
Come show up and show out at Nimr Talata. Like
next
I said,
week.
It's a historic
what's
the moment.
What's
the 30th.
The day, Wednesday, Friday.
It's going to be a Tuesday.
Oh, it's a Tuesday.
Yes.
Right, Nimr Talata, Tuesday. Please mark your calendar. The FIBA World Cup trophy is coming to South Sudan for the first time.
Are you coming?
I must come.
Yeah,
I have to.
You must come.
You have to.
I will be there, definitely. Eva, thank you so much. And my brother, Aro, thank you so much for coming.